The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus began to speak to the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders in parables. A man planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenant farmers and went on a journey. At the proper time, he sent a servant to the tenants to obtain from them some of the produce of the vineyard. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Again, he sent them another servant, and that one they beat over the head and treated shamefully. He sent yet another whom they killed. So too many others, some they beat, others they killed. He had one other to send, a beloved son. He sent him to them last of all, thinking, they will respect my son. But those tenants said to one another, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. So they seized him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come put the tenants to death and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this scripture passage? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. They were seeking to arrest him, but they feared the crowd, for they realized that he had addressed the parable to them. So they left him and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. And so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. It's one tiny little line here from our first reading that we're going to focus on this morning. When St. Peter says, may you become sharers in the divine nature. May you become sharers in the divine nature. Now, if you go to church often enough, that's the kind of talk you hear a lot. And it goes in one ear and out the other, okay? But that's a really big deal. Let's stop and take a closer look, shall we? Okay. Go to our new church, which you'll all get to do very soon, and the first thing you'll notice when you walk in the doors is the baptismal font. First of all, it's big. All right? You're going to have to walk around it to come and to go. It's not like our little one we got right here. Big. Second of all, it's beautiful. It is made of a marble that we got imported from Italy. It's called Botticino Classico, and it's polished, and it's designed little Gothic arches that match the altar. It's just spectacular. Another thing that you're going to notice about it that I want you to stop and notice is that it's eight-sided, the baptismal font is. Why is it eight-sided? Well, it's because we believe that in the sacrament of baptism, you become a new creation. In 6 days, God created the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day, he rested. But on the eighth day, first day of the week, when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, we say we were recreated. That's what we say. It's in the catechism. We were recreated in the divine nature, given the gift of God's grace as a brand new act of creation, recreated in the divine nature. Now, what does that mean, divine nature? Well, nature is what you are. Fish have fish nature, and that's why they can breathe underwater. And birds have bird nature, and that's why they can flap their arms and fly through the air. And human beings have human nature, which is why you can know and love and dream and imagine and do all the things that human beings can do by your own nature. You don't have God's nature. You don't have divine nature, but it's handed to you as a great big gift. As a great big gift of grace. But the hitch is you've got to cooperate with that grace. Now, how do you cooperate with that grace? Well, you cooperate by keeping the commandments, right? If you love me, says the Lord, keep my commandments. You cooperate by praying attentively and from the heart and regularly. You cooperate by receiving the sacraments with a heart that's well disposed. And maybe most key of all, You cooperate by accepting in faith the crosses that our Lord sends into your life, whether they're crosses that he sent into your life against your will, or crosses that he asks you to embrace with the cooperation of your will. This is how we cooperate with the divine nature. Jesus says here in the gospel, the stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone of the structure. You know what he's talking about right there? He's talking about his own cross. The cross, the cornerstone. And you know, the actual translation doesn't say cornerstone. The actual translation of the Greek says keystone. The cross, brothers and sisters, is the keystone of the structure. Now, what happens when you take the keystone out of a structure? Whole thing falls down like a great big pile of rubble. This self-embrace of the crosses that our Lord has sent into our lives is the keystone of our faith. And I'm telling you, when self-ism replaces self-sacrifice, it all falls apart. You want to know why marriage is in shambles? Self-ism has replaced self-sacrifice. You want to know why we have a vocations crisis? Self-ism has replaced self-sacrifice. You want to know why society is in shambles? Because the keystone's been taken out of the structure. There's nothing left in the faith but a pile of rubble. Our Lord offers you something now. He offers you his grace and he asks you to freely cooperate. It's a very humble process, this whole process of reforming of the church. It begins with you. And it begins with one simple action. That you might begin and receive what our Lord wants to give you, a grace and a gift beyond your imagining, to have a share in his divine nature. Let us begin today, and let us begin right here at this humble little altar in our little temporary rented out building, shall we? For your good, for the good of those you love, and for the praise and glory of God the Father. Amen.